very interesting because for many of us, we don't even consider what life is like when you're down and out and things are not going right for you. And for someone like me, I'm more than privileged. And I'm walking through Ludlow, down this gorgeous alleyway. There's a cheese shop, the Mousetrap on my left. There's a delicatessen on my right. And as we walked down here, we came across a gentleman sitting with his collie, playing the most beautiful tune on a recorder. And he's sitting quietly, looking quite like he's contemplating life and quite enjoying things. And it's tempting just to walk by and just to ignore somebody. On the other hand, I've always taught my children, and we've always been of the mind that we don't just hand out money willy-nilly to people. We give to various charities. So my compromise whenever I see somebody who is perhaps in need of a little bit of human kindness and cheering up is to go and get them something to eat and a coffee. So we've just been out and we've just spent some of our money and we've bought this chap a coffee. So we're just walking down the alleyway now. And wait, what have you bought him there, Isabel?
Sugar.
So the bell's ringing. It's very easy sometimes just to put your head down and walk by. I think that's something you have to make a decision not to do. Here we go. Hello. We've bought you some coffee. Here we go. You've got a dog and a cat to support?
Yes.
And you've been doing this in Ludlow for how many years?
About 18 years.
And you play beautifully, I have to say. You obviously get a lot of practice in.
Well, yes. I play every day. Well, 6 days a week. I'm self-taught. I can't read music. I just know songs in my head, and if I know the song, I can sing it to myself as I'm playing. And you just play the length of the note. It's the same as you'd sing it. So.
And do you find people are pleasant and kind when they're walking past? Because you've got a gorgeous dog here as well.
Well, this is the fourth dog I've had here. I came here originally. I had an Alsatian when I came here originally. Then she had three puppies at Christmas. And you'd see them. They were cubing down here. With like three puppies in a Moses basket at Christmas. The week before Christmas. Anyway. Now all the puppies are dead now. And this is the fourth one.
And
5 years ago.
And so, do you buy any of the local food when you're out and about? Is that, do you go to the bakers or the cheesemongers? Because it's a really amazing food place.
Well, not really. I usually should be always shopping at Co-op.
That's fair enough.
He's on the way home. But having a dog, you can't go tying it up outside every shop. No. You just want to do it in one shop.
So where do you recommend to take the children today? Because I think
have you been down to the Lenny? There's a lovely. We've just paid £200,000 to refit the Lenny out. If you go down here, go down to the end, turn left, and just keep walking. You'll see it. It's big fields, and there's a new playground that just opened last weekend. £170,000, I think it cost.
I think we need to head there with the children. I think they'd love that. I didn't catch your name.
Mitch.
Mitch.
Mitch the busker and his black and white dog.
Mitch the busker and his black
busker,
and white dog.
Mitch, busker, Mitch, busker, Mitch. His black and white dog.
Oh, she's come over for a cuddle. Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm offending
Sarky,
you now.
What's Sarky. His... Sarky. He was formerly called Sparky. He was a rescue. He was called Sparky originally. I couldn't be calling him Sparky. So we just sort the pee out, didn't we?
That's wonderful. Mitch, thank you so much for stopping and chatting with us. It's been really lovely, and I hope you enjoy your coffee.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for the coffee.